calling OMAX Health. My name is Aya. May I please have your name?
Are you the supervisor?
I am. May I please have your name?
Howard Malter, M-A-L-T-E-R.
Hey, Mr. Malter, I just spoke with you. How are you?
I'm not doing that well because you guys got a good product, but you can't deliver.
Got you. Yes, sir. I'm the agent you were speaking with earlier when you called in, and I said if the Postal Service wasn't able to take care of you, we can change the address for you to get it shipped to the post office. Remember?
Why would you change the address? You had the right address.
Because your post office? No, sir. We're shipping it to the address we're shipping it to the address you provided us with. Your post office is not delivering it to you. It's not us. It's the post office.
I spoke to my post office in East Hampton, and they said it was shipped to Cutshaw. Okay? Cutshaw, New York. 11935. So that's not true.
Well, no, sir. We have the zip code 11937, sir.
Yes, but you didn't ship it to 11937. You shipped it to Cutshaw, 11935. And it arrived there, and they shipped it back to you, and you should have it. It was delivered to you on March 26th.
Well, sir, I'm not showing. Give me one moment. Let me look.
They just corrected it.
I'm looking, sir.
So I don't know what you're doing there. I don't know what to
tell you.
Give
me one moment. Yes, sir. Give me one moment. Okay, sir. So you're stating that the zip code was the only issue?
Yeah, you're shipping it to the wrong address.
And that's what the post office said?
Yes. I just hung up from them.
All right. We'll reship it one more time. I do want to confirm before I process the reshipment. Hampton Muse, 514 Pantego Road, Apartment 43, East Hampton, New York, 11973.
No, 11937.
Okay.
One, one,
I'm dyslexic. I'm sorry. It is 37. I'm dyslexic. I apologize, sir.
All right.
That was my fault that time.
But I'm waiting. God knows how long I'm waiting for this. Why don't you send it out overnight? Take care of your customer.
We've been shipping it to the previous address the entire time with no issues. I don't know why your postal service is now having an issue with the address you originally provided us with.
They're not having an issue. You're having an issue because they don't make up zip numbers or anything. You shipped it to the wrong address.
Well, no, sir. We just ship it to the address that's provided.
That's right. You didn't ship it to the address that's provided. You shipped it
which
to
was
Cutshaw.
Provided by the customer, sir.
No. I don't know. I don't live in Cutshaw. Why would I have that address? I live in East Hampton.
I have no idea, sir.
So I don't live in Cutshaw. So I never provided Cutshaw. I don't know where you got that. And every time I call, I give them my East Hampton address, and they said, okay. So then why did it, after they confirmed East Hampton, New York, somebody shipped it to Cutshaw? How did that happen?
Again, we can only ship it to the address that we're verbally provided by the customer. But at this point, sir, you do have two options. Since both of those shipments were returned back to us, we can either refund you and just leave it as canceled, or we can get it reshipped as a final courtesy.
Well, get it reshipped.
Okay. Can I help you with anything else?
No, but I'd like to get that. Okay. And what are you charging me here? Don't keep charging me for this stuff.
Well, sir, you're not on a subscription. You've already paid for the initial shipments that kept getting refused back to us. So this would be a courtesy. You wouldn't have to pay for it again until you're ready for a new shipment. But this will be the final reship that we can do.
Okay. All right. Get it reshipped.
Okay. I thank you for calling OMAX Health.
And make sure it goes to the right address. Otherwise, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support for OMAX Health.
Thank you. Huh? I didn't hear you. Yeah.
The only reason they have cut short.
Yeah, I know.
Is because that's the building.
Yeah, but they didn't ship it to the PO number.
No.
So what good is that? If it went to the PO number.
Well, sir, we shipped it to the physical address and tracking you gave us originally. But is there anything else for you today?
No, that's all. I just want to have that cream delivered.
Thank you for calling OMAX Health.